I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. So excited that you are listening in and tuning in to our show. Hopefully by now you're starting to learn a little bit about I've Decided and what our mission is and what we're here for. And it's simple. We are here for you. Our purpose, our mission is your success. Whatever it is that you want to achieve, whatever your goals are, personal and professional, we want to help you be successful. And we love doing the radio show. I love having the opportunity to chat with you every Sunday morning and really just talk to some of the resources in our community that can help you be successful and just sharing that information. And our weekly winning resource, you can get signed up for that. It's an email. You can check that out at ivedecided.org. And every week we provide a weekly winning word and weekly winning quote and an article and a goal for you to try to achieve and just to keep you on track and to keep you motivated and to keep you inspired. So this week's weekly winning word is teachable. And in fact, our theme this whole month is kind of geared around education. And so, but the word is teachable. We have to be teachable. And I was registering for an awesome event called Back to School Brats and Brew. It's happening on August the 23rd. Our friends over at the Peoria Public Schools Foundation is putting on this event to raise awareness and funds for kids in our community. And I thought, oh my goodness, Cindy would be a perfect guest for this show because, you know, we need a certain environment to be teachable. And so the Peoria Public School Foundation really is helping the kids and providing them with needs that helps them to be in a better environment, feel a little more comfortable so they're teachable. So my guest today is Cindy Morris. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Kim.
And you are the president over at Peoria Public School Foundation.
Yes.
And we've gotten to know each other in the last couple of years. We've worked together. And I just love so, well, you just have such a giving spirit in general. And then I just love so much what you guys are doing over at the Peoria Public School Foundation. So why don't you kind of just give an overview for those that are listening this morning that may not be familiar with the Peoria Public School Foundation and how you're separate, you know, from the actual Peoria Public School and just kind of a good overview of what's happening over there.
Well, thank you for having me on this morning. And we are a foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit, and we've been around for 25 years. But our mission is exclusive to supporting Peoria Public Schools. And that's the schools, that's the staff, that's the families, and most importantly, the students. But we started out pretty small, just having a golf outing every year and using the proceeds from that to provide classroom grants for teachers. And 25 years later, we've expanded significantly, but there's so much significant needs in our school district. And we are blessed with an outstanding, our own board of directors and staff, myself, and we are a staff now of 8 this year, and that's a big jump with our Horizons program. We have 5 employees part-time. Trisha Shaughnessy's running it. We oversee the Adopt-a-School program, and Sarah Oakford coordinates that effort. But we've been around, and the traditional forms of support for the school district are those classroom grants. So we're in that season where, in the beginning of the school year, any teacher can apply for a grant up to $1,000. And the other traditional way of support, we provide scholarships for seniors going on to college and beyond. And we hold 13 different scholarships. In the last 10 years or so, we've really stepped out and just doing some unique things. The big thing we do see are the basic need items. And we've been providing uniforms and clothing support to our students. And we used to get a lot of bigger grants from corporate America, and we've found that there's less of that available, so we started doing more events. And that's something I'll talk about in a minute. But I did want to mention that the newer areas of support to the school district is our Horizons program. We started it 5 years ago in three schools, 75 students, and now we're reaching pretty much all of our schools in all middle schools. And then this year we're going into Horizons Junior, which is the primary school. So it's gotten huge and it's hugely successful. And basically what it is, especially in the middle school, is a lunch and learn. We bring in various career professionals to talk to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders about what their path may be beyond high school. So a lot of times if a student is in 8th grade, they'll get asked what courses they'd like to take in high school. I know for myself, when I was in 8th grade, I really didn't know what I was going to do in high school, and I didn't know if college was the way I was going. So it's a way of showing the students at a lot younger age the different professions that are out there. And so we have that. We provide emergency support to our families. So we see probably two or three families a year that have a house fire. And if you don't have family to turn to or areas to get the basic need items, we're there and we can help families with food and just getting back up on their feet. But we are super duper excited about a new event. I feel like in Peoria, we have some just of the most amazing nonprofits and a super generous community. But I will tell you that I get overwhelmed with how many dinners there are.
I know.
And it's kind of really too much. And the dinners will be all evening. You know, they'll start at 5 o'clock and they're till 10 or 11. And that's a long evening. So I've really tried in the things that we do at the foundation to do unique things that aren't just the dinner. And we do a dinner with our golf outing, but we started a breakfast 3 years ago, and
is awesome.
It's awesome because you get in and out, and it's
a great breakfast. Yeah. And it's over at Woodruff, which we should talk about that a little bit too, Cindy, because
right. That
is a really cool opportunity. But hey, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show, and you're listening right now to Cindy Morrison. She's talking all about the Peoria Public School Foundation. And our weekly winning word this week is teachable. And I love that word. We all have to be teachable in order to grow. But we also have to have an environment conducive of that. And that's why I love the Peoria Public School Foundation. I love what Cindy and her team are doing in providing help and assistance to the kids in need. And one way you guys do it is in the uniforms and providing uniforms. But you're talking about some of the, if you just tuned in, Cindy's talking about some of the events, the unique events that you guys do in order to raise money to get uniforms. Or like you said, if a family has a house fire and nowhere to go.
Right.
We have an amazing, generous community, and there are a lot of places to give and a lot of awesome organizations. So finding those unique things. But I was excited to register for the Brats and Brew. It sounds super fun.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. And before I do, I will say that, you know, the uniform assistance to me is one of those things. It just tugs at my heart, especially in the beginning of the school year. I get at the office, I'll get two or three calls from a mom that says that they don't have any money. They can't afford the uniforms. Their child can't attend school without the uniform. And, you know, it really opens your eyes because there's families that need that support and help. And, you know, we work really hard to help them get the student prepared and in the classroom and feeling like a normal child, you know, having shoes and socks and, you know, a shirt and pants and things like that. So we give out a lot of uniforms every year, and it's not just uniforms, it's coats and, like I said, socks and shoes and underwear. I mean, it's surprising the requests we get, but we like to be there for our families.
But, so you guys just disperse a certain amount of money to buy the uniforms based on what they need, right? So you're not necessarily, if somebody wants to donate uniforms to you guys, do you guys take new uniforms, or is it better if they just give you the money so you guys can buy them in bulk? Or
so we really push buying brand new uniforms. So I really like to raise money and buy our students brand new uniforms, because a lot of these students don't have anything, and then to get them used clothing. And, you know, I won't turn away gently used items, but my goal is to try to provide our students and families with the new uniform.
Every child deserves to go to the first day of school in a new pair of pants and a new shirt and some shoes.
Oh, and coats. I've seen, you know, families that come and, you know, the little child will be in a coat that is so dirty and like old, and you know, to give them a new coat, I mean, you would think they won $1 million. I mean, it just, their little faces light up.
Right.
So it's really important that we are there for them. And we have done the last 3 or 4 years a fundraiser in February. It's at the Tavern on Prospect at Junction City. And our goal is to raise $10,000 a year that we put in. It's 100% goes into buying the uniforms and the coats for our families. And we give that much out a year. But we decided this year to do a back-to-school event and make it a little more fun and outside. So we've kind of put this together quickly. But what we're doing is on August the 23rd from 5 to 8, if you buy your ticket of $35, this is what it gets you. It gets you 2 craft beers. You get an all-in-brat. You get kitchen-cooked potato chips and a scoop of Uncle Bob's ice cream. So, you know, we definitely support local, and all those are local businesses. And so the other cool part about it is, I haven't heard him, but we've heard that Dexter O'Neill and his Funkyard Band is very popular and really well-known in the area. So he will be playing at the event. So that's super exciting. I guess he's very, very good.
I've heard of him.
Of his band.
I haven't heard him play in person yet,
so,
but I've heard good things.
He's supposed to be great. And then the other exciting part is, because this is really about kids and our students, which are, you know, they're all pretty awesome, but we do have a student. She'll be a junior at Richwoods High School, Cammie Proctor. She's a very talented vocalist, and she's going to open for Dexter O'Neill.
Oh, how cool is that?
So she'll sing some songs before he goes on, and it's going to be at the Puri Riverfront Museum on their back lawn, and we're just super, super excited about just something new. It's not, you know, it's 5 to 8, but, you know, come and have a brat and beer, and if you can't stay, you still get a little, you know, you get to be a part of it, and it's not, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So we're super excited. We definitely like to try things, and like we did with the breakfast, and that's been really successful.
Yes, so we were talking about the breakfast.
Yes.
And that is really cool. And you guys do that every year. I've been January 2 years in a row. And you guys, it's kind of like a fundraiser. You
right.
But it doesn't cost you anything to come. But
it's a free breakfast.
It's a free breakfast, and the kids at Woodruff are cooking this.
Yeah, and we really call that event a friendraiser, because it's trying to get new friends to the school district and supporters, and the culinary programs down there for our students in the school district. So they make an outstanding breakfast, and that is really cool that we get to. You know, have the food that they make, and then they do a cafe all year long. So,
which I've been to that for lunch, which is wonderful,
right?
And I want to be careful not to spread the word too much about that, because then we won't be able to get in.
Right, right.
they will be full, but if you're interested in really supporting our local schools and especially the kids at Woodruff, that cafe is really cool. I encourage you to check that out too. Just a little plug for them, because it's a great,
it
fun
is great
thing to participate in. The food is really good.
It is very good.
And it's very inexpensive. But
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Little plug there.
Yeah.
And so back to the back to school brats and brews. So obviously you guys, you're not for profit. You're giving back to the kids in our Peoria Public School District that need help. And you got to have funds. You got to have money. And so are there, do you guys have any grants, or are you fully supported by the community, or is it a little bit of both?
So our funding, because we are self-funded, so everything we do, including our staff, everything we do is on our own. So, you know, it's year to year based on our fundraising dollars. We have a donor base that we send letters to about 3 times a year. So we get money that way. And then our events, like our golf outing, the breakfast. This is specific to the uniform funds. We're very blessed that Junction City puts on a wonderful event in September, the Wine and Whiskey Walk.
Yes.
And we're their charity partner. So we are in charge of getting volunteers, but any proceeds they make from that event, that comes to us. So those kinds of things make a big difference. I don't know if you know last year, Dan Adler, who's on the Board of Education, he started a Schoolhouse Open, which was a mini golf pub crawl. And that was very fun and successful. But he planned that on his own with Andrea Tatora and Amanda Campbell, who are active junior league members. So it's like those things people, you know, hear about us and want to support. And it's great when people have their events and we're just like a charity partner, because they do a lot of the work, but, you know, we still get to partner and get the benefits of the proceeds. So, but we work hard all year, and we are a big support mechanism for the school district and positive advocates for our students and families. And I've got just the best team, Trisha Shaughnessy, Sarah Oakford, Jen Adler. Our board of directors are these community volunteers, a lot of retired administrators, very passionate people about our school district. So we're very cohesive. And I feel blessed every single day to go to work and work in our school district.
Right, because what you're doing is impacting so many lives and young lives at that. You know, it's just so cool. And back to this whole teachable environment. Maybe it was Sarah that was sharing with me talking about the kids in a lot of times they only. The food that they get is at school. And so on Fridays, they get to take home these care packages because mm-hmm. they may not, without those care packages, they may not have food on the weekends.
Right.
And that, I'm going to cry just thinking about that.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine,
yeah.
Not kids not having food over the weekend.
Right.
And then we wonder why on Monday they come to school and they're irritable and they're grumpy and they're sassy and
they're behind. They're starting behind.
You get and when you're right. hungry, you're not really happy.
No.
No one is.
And you've probably heard Kim and this is a big term that's in the last few years has come out, and our superintendent, Dr. Kratt, this is real, the social emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have social emotional issues and you're hungry or starving, that'll elevate how you act or react. So, you know, it's important that our children are fed. And we're so thankful that with that snack pack program in our school district, there's a lot of partners, churches, thousands of students are getting those take-home food supplies over the weekend. And that makes a huge difference when they start the day on Monday.
I think so, too. It puts them in a teachable mode. You know, and you can apply some of this when you were talking about being teachable. And obviously, we're talking to Cindy Morris right now, the president of the Peoria Public School Foundation, and what they're doing in our community to help our kids, specifically our kids in the Peoria Public School District who are in need to provide them with their basic things that they need so that they can be in an environment where they can learn and be teachable. But, you know, think about this for yourself, too. We all of us, if we're going to achieve success and we are going to do a good job at achieving our goals and whatever our dreams are, we need to be we need to be teachable. We need to be put ourselves in an environment where we can learn and also have a mindset that we want to learn, right?
Right.
That we want to be in a position to have new revelations and to get new information. And we're preaching to the choir, Cindy, because, you know, our listeners right now, they're listening to I've Decided Radio Show.
Right.
And their goal is to learn and to be motivated and to be inspired to achieve success. And so I think it's just awesome. And it's awesome what you guys are doing. So I want to, if you're listening right now, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to join me at this Back to School Brats and Brew. It's on August the 23rd down at the Riverfront Museum. And you can get your tickets and all the proceeds benefit. It's going specifically for uniforms, you said, correct?
Yes, yes.
And how does someone get their tickets or support the event or make a donation for that matter?
So, you know, I encourage the viewers to, or the listeners to, go to our website, www.ppsfoundation.org, and you can purchase the tickets under events. But, you know, take a look at everything we do and see where you have. I mean, of course, we'd love you to support our events. But, you know, that we have so many ways that we can connect you, whether it's through the Adopt-A-School program, if it's you talking about your job, through the Horizons program, if it is volunteers for our events. This other thing that's new and it's part of the Adopt-A-School program, which Kim's familiar with, is the Little Free Pantry. So if you don't have the resources to give a donation, that's super, super important because at a lot of our inner city schools like Manuel and Treran and Roosevelt and Harrison, they have a little box outside their school that you can go in and put food, like ramen noodles and the canned foods and things like that, peanut butter. And those our families really do use that food. And they need that. So that's a very simple thing. You could go in your pantry and get items maybe that your family isn't eating and give in that way. And you literally just go and put it in the box.
It's a kind of a give and take what you need.
Yes.
And it's working out very well. I've heard great.
Right.
And that was a collaboration between you guys and another business member, Second Chance Church.
Yes.
I think you guys worked with them to get that put out.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that is a great way to support and give. You just drive up, put the stuff in the box, drive away.
Right.
Clean out your pantries or whatever. And but you guys, you can put anything non-perishable in there, right? You're just looking for any type of non-perishable items, toothbrushes.
Yes. Wipes, you can put.
Toothpaste,
right,
wipes,
anything.
Soap, food, of course.
Right.
But they need basic, essential things. I mean, you know, we take toothpaste for granted.
Right, absolutely.
Some of us, you know, that we don't have to worry or stress that we don't have toothpaste to brush our teeth.
Right.
Or feminine products.
Right.
You know, I think I've got two teenage girls.
Right.
And, you know, what a struggle.
I know.
If you're in a home where you're poor and you don't have the money to buy those basic needs.
Right. Yeah. And that's something I would challenge the listeners too. I mean, talk to your churches about this. You know, see if you can put something up in your church lobby or in your church newsletters, because, I mean, these are things that, you know, hey, you're coming to church on Sunday, bring this stuff and put it in a box. And while we'd love you to deliver it, if you can't do that, you know, Sarah could pick it up. I mean, we have options to make it work. But, you know, whether it's the churches, your family members, friends, neighbors, I mean, it's such an easy ask. You know, hey, do you have extra peanut butter? Do you have ramen noodles? Do you have, you know, vegetables or fruits? Those things make a huge difference to our families.
It does. And it makes the kids, it helps them to be teachable and it helps them to learn.
Right.
And I remember another story, Cindy, that you may have told me this. I can't remember if it was you or Sarah. But it was, they were talking about a young man who was at school. He was young boy. He was a teenager.
Yeah.
Like a high schooler.
Was it Manuel? Was it Derek? I think about that.
Hungry. Maybe it was Derek, but he was hungry and he asked for seconds, the helpings.
Yeah.
And
he got angry at
the cafeteria lady said no, and he got angry and he shoved the tray at her.
Right.
And I get chills just talking about that because, you know, it's so easy for us to judge and to say, what kind of kid acts like that?
Right.
You know?
Because he was hungry.
Well, he was starving to death and he was hungry.
Right.
And he, I think Derek said that, the story was that he was a good kid. He had not been in any trouble.
No.
And they were asking him what was going on. Why did he behave like that? And he really didn't know how to answer them. He's like, I'm hungry and I was just hungry. That's basically what he said. He said, I was just hungry and I wanted some more mashed potatoes.
Right, right.
And that's probably the only meal that he was going to get, you know?
Yeah.
And it just breaks your heart.
I
don't know. It opened my eyes because I think I'm guilty, and I know, guys, you're probably listening, and I hope I'm not the only one, but we're just guilty of assuming things, of thinking that someone's just misbehaving because they haven't been taught better, or they just are jerks, and that's just how they want to behave.
Right.
But not typical. No. The average person doesn't want to behave like that. It's coming from a pain. If they're in pain, whether they're hungry or just whatever is happening in their home.
Well, and I find, you know, with the work we do with students and Trish and Sarah and myself, and, you know, the saying that one person can make a difference, it's so true. And, you know, I feel like oftentimes I'll try to step outside my box that I live in. And when I do, at first it scares me a little bit, but then it's like, wow, you know, and I can give you an example. I've been, you know, the co-creator of this Horizons program with Trish O'Shaughnessy, and we've worked and worked and worked, and she's been in the classroom and in the trenches with the students. And this year I said, I want to be a part of it. I want to work with kids. So I worked with the Tree Wind sixth graders. And the first couple times I went, I was like, oh no. Because, I mean, they were just, like, angry. Like, who are you? Like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I care about you. I want to help you be better. And after, I think it was the third time I went in, it was just mutual love. Like, they loved me. I loved them. It was the anger, all the, you know, and what they really wanted was someone that was there that they knew and they had to feel cared about them. And every child needs and wants that. No matter what they say, whether they put the walls up or not, they want to feel...
They do, but they can't trust.
No.
It's a trust issue.
Yes.
I mean, adults have broken their trust so much. I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
They've broken their trust so much that they can't trust anyone.
And that's
so
what the principal told me.
There's these walls that
I know.
Go up.
And the principal said... You know, if you're starting this, you gotta finish.
You gotta
stay. And I was like, okay. And then, but man, by the end of the year, I got so much love. And the little notes I got at the end of the year was like, we know you care about us, and we appreciated you coming all year. And it was like, wow. I mean, it was beyond my expectations. And I'm actually following these students next year to Manual.
That's
because
awesome.
I want to make a difference in their lives, and that's what this Horizons does. I mean, it's not.
And so people can get, if you're listening and you are a local business, or you're a leader in a community, or in your organization, or you have a unique career,
yes,
something that you can come and share with these kids and encourage and motivate and inspire. If you have something that you can share with them, that. You need that too, right?
We need that desperately. And, you know, it's you can come one time and do it. Or a lot of our Horizons people come once, though, and they want to keep doing it and then doing other schools. So you can get in and out of Horizons, you know, like during the lunchtime. It could be an hour and a half. I mean, and Trish O'Shaughnessy does. She's just led the program to be super successful, and we're very thankful.
And it motivates these kids. And, again, it puts them in a situation and an environment where they can be teachable. And we all need to be teachable. Everyone, if we're going to be successful, we have to be teachable. And so as adults, we have the choice. We can do things differently. We can put ourselves in a mindset. We can decipher who we're hanging around with and who we're not hanging around with. But young children, they're where they are. And they don't have that choice where they go home or who is influencing them.
No. And that's, you know, with the Horizons program, it is about bringing in career professionals, but it is a mentoring piece, too. And I tell them all the time, I say, I'm going to talk to you guys about soft skills. And soft skills are, I'm 50 years old, and I still need to be reminded of certain things. And I think you continue to learn that your whole life. But, you know, they may not be getting the soft skills at home.
Right.
So
they need that. And so you can get involved. You
yeah.
can get involved in so many ways. I know, Cindy, you guys do, like you said, you do several benefits throughout the year where people can, you get something for your money. So I love that I get to make the donation, but I also get to enjoy a fun night down at the museum.
Right.
That's what's coming up with the back to school brats and brew. But you have the breakfast, and you guys have the wine and whiskey walk that happens in September, which is an awesome, fun time.
Junction City does.
Junction
you know,
City.
They do. They're wonderful.
We're going to collaborate. Yeah. We're going to do our ride that day next year so that we bring some more traffic in.
Great.
And Brittany and I are talking about that. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can get involved. There are a number of ways. You can contact Cindy at cindy.morris at psd150.org, right?
Yes, and I highly encourage people to go to our website because you can learn a lot about the things we do and our events and things like that.
And that's just PeoriaPublicSchoolFoundation.org?
Yes. Yes.
Or they, if you just Google Peoria Public School Foundation,
right,
you can find it. You guys are on Facebook.
Yes.
I mean, it's easy to find.
Right.
And so let's all be teachable. Let's be teachable. Let's learn what we need to learn to be successful in our professional and our personal goals so that we can achieve our dreams and just be a little bit better. And also, let's help the kids in our community, specifically the Peoria Public School District kids who are in need, who need you to step up and help them so that they get what they, just the basic needs, that so that they're a little more teachable. Mm-hmm. And it helps to make everything a win-win.
Yeah.
Cindy, thank you so much for being with me on the radio show today. I really appreciate your time. And I appreciate what you're doing at the Peoria Public School Foundation. Your heart is, oh my gosh, is so big.
Well, thank you for having
us. You're always working, and I love that. So
well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show today. I hope you've been inspired, learn a little bit more about a wonderful organization in our community, and that you're ready to stick that stake in the ground and get busy achieving your goals, your dreams, whatever they are. Visit us at ivedecided.org. Become a community member today, and we'd love to collaborate with you and partner with you in your success. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?